Weather forecast for South Jersey and Burlington County for tonight. Of course, for those of you that that are out and about, the rain has fallen. Of course, being a little too warm for the month of May. But temperatures right now feeling like about 70 degrees right now. Due to be a little bit cooler through the night, but of course being a little bit warmer again tomorrow. It's currently 70 degrees here at the home base to the gateway to the Pine Barrens here in southern New Jersey. You can visit our website at gagliarchives.com, and joining us in studio, Mr. Patrick Mraz. How was the trip, by the way, getting out of here?
Oh, that was great. That was like a trip to hell, man. But no, fantastic, beautiful. You know, very dark, very underworld, a lot of lightning. We even thought we had seen some spaceships. But, you know, unbelievable, man. You know,
anything can happen.
We thought, oh, wow, where are we going? Yeah. Where is this? You know, completely lost, but not very nice. But I really enjoyed the trip, and we didn't freak out too much. You know, it only took us about 3.5 hours.
No.
But, you know.
Phyllis, it wasn't that bad, was it, Phyllis? Phyllis doing the driving?
I hope it wasn't that bad. No, it took a good hour and a half, right? Yeah. Mm. No, but very good. Very, very nice. Yeah.
Once again, friends, a great show up tonight. Patrick in studio with us, reflecting on some of the great things throughout his catalog we're going to be featuring tonight as well, and also a surprise, but we'll leave that for a little bit later. But I want to talk about this album, Refugee. Right before the break, we talked about that. I mean, this was, among prog rock fans, this is one of the hallmark to the, you know, the beginning of the 70s.
Absolutely.
In Refugee. And we talked about it in 05. Tell us more about it.
Yes. In 1969, after one of those auditions that I was holding in London, my plane back to Switzerland got diverted to Basel. And I asked the taxi driver. I mean, I arrived there about 10:30 at night, 11, maybe a bit, maybe even later than 11. I asked the taxi driver to bring me to a hotel, which took credit cards at the time, because, you know, of course I didn't have any cash on.
Did any musicians back then have any?
And then he took me to the International Hotel in Basel, and there was a big party, because the Nice with Keith Emerson, Brian Davison and Lee Jackson had played a concert in Basel, which I was not aware of, and God knows if I wanted to see them.
Right.
And the chairman of their record company, Charisma Records, who also had Genesis and
Tony Stratton Smith,
Tony Stratton Smith. Yeah. I had Peter Gabriel and so on under his wings. Was there and celebrating his, I don't know, it must have been his 40th birthday or something, you know. Like, he was a very, 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 very heavy.
He's a big guy. He's
very
big guy,
influential and so on. And he was a fantastic party. And I arrived, actually, when I just came in the hotel when Keith was just jumping on the piano to have a boogie kind of session, you know. Mm-hmm. And I saw him play and I thought, wow, maybe I could go and just join, you know. So I was bold enough, you know. I was playing all the time. I was at the top of my game. Mm-hmm. And I just jumped on the piano with him without even asking. I left my luggage at the reception, and I jumped with him, and we jammed for an hour without even knowing. I mean, I was supposed to know who he was, but he didn't know who I was, of course. And we jammed, and we really, really enjoyed it. And at the end, of course, everybody asked me who I was, and I don't know. And Lee Jackson and Brian Davison gave me their phone number, and they asked him for my phone number just in case we wanted to do something one day. They didn't know that the Nice were going to split up a few was it weeks or months later, I don't know exactly, to form Emerson. Mm-hmm. Split the Nice to form Emerson, Lake and Palmer. So that was really a shock. So, you know, in the meantime, you know, I was with Main Horse. After Main Horse, I went to Japan as a musical director for a Brazilian ballet for about 6 to 9 months. Then I scored more movies in 1972 and 73. Mm-hmm. One of them, The Invitation, won the Cannes Festival, the Cannes Film Festival, with the grand prize of the jury, not the Golden Palm itself, not the very, very, you know, the number one Oscar, but the Grand Prix du Jury, the grand prize of the jury, which was a very, very prestigious award. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, very chuffed, you know, to be part of that. You know.
Of course.
Yeah. And then one day, we're talking about 4 years after having met Lee Jackson and Brian Davison. Mm-hmm. 4 years later, the phone rings in my pad in Geneva. And who is this? It's Lee Jackson. So, hey, Pat. He used to call me Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Pat. What are you doing, mate?
Right.
I said, well, I just finished a movie. We just won the Cannes Festival. What are you doing? He said, well, nothing. Get your ass over here. You know, come to London. We form a group.
Right.
We form a trio, man. What about that? Next day, first thing in the morning, I was out.
Yeah.
I was out to London.
Was it? It had
and
to be
and I slept on his floor. You know, I mean, I was like, I left everything. You know, and I thought this is it. That's a great kind of idea.
Yeah.
And I hadn't met Brian Davison, but I also served as a kind of a witness on. You know, there was a big trial going on at the time, and you know, I helped Brian indirectly. Out of the blue like that, and I thought that was a very good opportunity. Then we've been able to form the band, and we did just that. We rehearsed, we got some instrument on what would they say, PH or HP, high purchase, you know,
right
kind of thing. And for 3 months we never stopped writing and rehearsing, to the point that for our very first gigs with Refugee, we were really ready. And as a trio, we really sounded good, and we were even ready to go to the studio. But we wanted to do some gigs live before going to the studio to see how the audiences would respond. So and also to make a few pounds, you know.
Right, of course.
A few quids,
right. Now, how was it received? I mean, when you started playing live, I mean, obviously the album is timeless, but when you went live, you played, what were the
reception was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we were more limited than with what's on the studio album. I'm saying this because we just happened to have found and it has been released now, and it's in the charts in England since several months already.
Right.
The CD of Refugee Live at Newcastle City Hall in 1974.
Right.
And, you know, it was just like a tape on the side of the desk, you know, the monitoring desk even, you know. But Newcastle City Hall was full, and it was one of our first gigs, maybe even just after the studio album.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very, very early on. So it's extremely rough, you know. So you won't get the lush sounds and all of the very extremely precise arrangements that you find in the studio record, but it's a document.
Yeah. Now, is this going to come out?
It's a document. Yeah. It is out.
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Refugee Live.
Wow.
And and I've done it with the benediction, of course, of I've done it. Brian Davison has done it with my benediction and Lee's benediction, Lee Jackson's.
Yeah.
And we've all agreed to even do, I think we might even come up one of these days with an autographed copy of it, you know, for the super, super fans, you know. But it's doing very, very well, and I think the people who are in possession of the studio album of Refugee will love that one, because it's also been remastered. I mean, it's not been remastered because it had never been mastered before. Nobody had ever heard it. I hadn't even heard it a year ago.
Wow.
And it took several months to make the best mastering of it, to find the right pictures and you know,
mm-hmm.
even a very good English writer, Martin Hansen, wrote a very, very nice 4 pages piece inside the cover, you know.
Yeah.
And it's on the, you know, on the charts by this this company called Voiceprint.
Yeah,
Voiceprint. You know that Voiceprint in England.
I know Rob very well.
It's
good guy.
Voiceprint.co.uk. I don't know if I'm allowed to say
yeah,
that.
You,
the,
yeah, that's fine. You know. That's fine. It's the record label.
Voiceprint.co.uk. UK. And you know, they're doing a fantastic job at, you know, releasing those those very rare records and material, you know. So I was very happy. I'm talking to Brian Davison every other week, mm-hmm. and to Lee Jackson as well. So it's great to actually be in contact with them again, you know.
Yeah. Now, there was, I don't know how much truth there is to this, but, you know, obviously there's the one and only Refugee album, but, you know, some of my, you know, aficionados were like, right. They were going to make another album. Was that true? I mean, was that?
We were going to make another album, but some of the material didn't surface at the right time, right. for Refugee. Mm-hmm. So there's no more, I don't think there's any more material in the studio for Refugee. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. The live tape that we have is the one.
That's it.
You know, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So, you know, that's the official kind of version. I don't think there's any other material.
So there you go, friends. You heard it. You heard it from the source, Patrick Moran. What we're going to do is take a quick break for a few seconds here.
Sure,
we're
going to
come back and play a cut from the Refugee album, and you're going to tell us about it when we come back. So,
all right.
Once again, friends, Patrick Moran in studio, and you can visit our website at gagliarchives.com and also check out Patrick's website as well at patrickmoran.com. Stay tuned.